Pasch Valerian sat alone near the tall standing rock at the ridge centre, her breakfast untouched, watching the daybreak. Rising from behind a bank of dusky cream cloud, the sun appeared reddish-hued, like a new copper coin, burning the morning dew into tiny raid-like tendrils. It was the start of a high summer's day. But the young hare was downcast. Arvin, the champion of Redwall, had already eaten. He wandered across to where Pasch sat, and leaning against the rock, he watched her.
Gracious me, there's a long face. Do you want it to rain?
The young hare looked up into the squirrel's kind features.
No, sir. I hope the day stays fine.
Lost your appetite too, I see.
Oh, I'll get round to eating it, sir.
What is it, then? Are you afraid of the battle to come?
Not really, sir. I've seen quite a bit of action with the long patrol.
Arvin drew the sword of Martin from his sheath across his back. He touched Pasch's paw lightly with the tip, smiling secretly.
Did you see this sword? Did you know that it has the power to make pretty hair maidens happy?
Pasch cast her eyes over the legendary blade.
I've never known a sword do that, sir. But if you say it does, then I'll have to take your word.
Arvin snorted impatiently and flourished the blade.
I see you don't believe me. Right, I'll show you, missy. Come on, up off your hunkers and see where my blade is pointing.
Pasch arose with a small sigh. She did not feel like being forced to laugh at sword tricks. Arvin pointed the blade out and downward to the back of the ridge.
Place your eye level with my sword and look carefully.
The young hare did as she was bid, and in an instant she was wreathed in smiles, jumping about excitedly.
It's Tamo! He's coming! He's coming here!
Arvin watched the small figure below on the plain, running in front of two others like a true long patrol galloper.
You see, I told you this is a powerful sword.
Major Perigord had to lower his brows and glower a bit to prevent himself from smiling.
I say, Pasch, old thing, do you mind letting go of young Tamo's paw just while he makes his blinking report to me, what?
Tamo flushed to his ear tips and gave a smart salute.
Mid will be here soon, sir. Our mission was successful. Damag Warfang is headed this way with the Rapscallion army. Sorry to report that we lost Rockjaw Grang.
Tamo's voice broke for a moment.
He gave his life so we could escape. Brought a squirrel with us, name of Forden. He was a prisoner, you see. I cut your trail twixt here, south of Redwall, and we've been running like mad beasts all night to get here, sir.
The major turned aside, and taking out a spotted kerchief, he wiped his eyes. After a moment, he faced Tamo again, his face pale.
Big Rockjaw Grang, eh? A good and perilous her. And by my blood and blade, we'll make the vermin pay heavily for him. Go and get your victuals, Tam. You look quite done in. I'll get the fine details from Midge. Thank you. You may dismiss.